This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. For years, the accepted wisdom has been that we are not alone in the universe and that there are thousands, maybe even millions, of civilizations out there on other planets, and we are simply waiting to hear from them. But now, some scientists and leading thinkers are challenging that assumption. Brick Walters reports.
Alone at the base of a giant interstellar radio microphone at the National Center of the Universe's Life Detector, Dr. Darcy Delving listens and waits for a moment before placing her pouting lips to the microphone.
Hello? Hello out there? Come in, please. Earth calling the stars.
And then she waits. Ever hopeful that from the fringes of the galaxy or out of the depths of far-flung corners of the universe, an alien's answer will float past her eager ears.
Yes, I believe there's life. I expect that we will make contact and that it will be unlike anything we have ever experienced. I always have believed it, ever since I was a little girl.
Meanwhile, across the sprawling National Center of the Universe campus, in the dusty recesses of the Extraterrestrial Theory Building, search coordinator and ruggedly handsome PhD Malcolm Perryman holds forth on his favorite topic, what he sees as the growing evidence that we Earthlings are alone.
Now, the conditions to support life like ours are extremely rare. The universe is large, but it is a very... very, very nasty place, and the chances of survival for complex life forms, from what I've seen, are quite slim. I know dreamers who think there might be life, but for the practical man and woman, it's time to start getting used to the idea of being alone.
Doctors Perryman and Delving, working for the same agency in the same buildings, represent the widest extremes in current thought about life, the universe, and our place in it. Dr. Perryman's book, Empty Space All Around, chronicles his difficult journey from the popular belief of a universe teeming with life to his more recent, and he says, reasoned, conclusion that Earth is unique and we are destined to follow a solitary path until the end of time.
Maybe there's some green slime out there, but who can get excited about that, can you? We need to accept that we are too advanced to find suitable companionship anywhere in the universe.
But isn't it arrogant to suggest that there's nothing out there for us?
People act like it's heresy, and they get uncomfortable, but this is science, and we shouldn't take it personally. We have to look at the facts.
But what you're talking about would force us to accept a whole new set of expectations.
Talk about expectations. My mother.
She's read your book?
She says, I know you're feeling down right now, but cheer up. You'll find some nice aliens. You wait. Well, I'm tired of waiting. I want to get on with the business of being alone.
Meanwhile, back in the radio microphone laboratory, Darcy Delving continues her lonely crusade, seemingly unaffected by the raging debate.
Hello? Hello out there. Come in, please.
Don't you get tired of constantly asking, asking?
No, what makes me tired is the self-important, egotistical putting down of this effort. How can anyone say there's no chance when there's so much we don't know? I believe in hope.
Dr. Perryman says complex life is so unlikely, we are extremely lucky to even be here ourselves.
Oh, he says that, does he?
Well, he claims if it weren't for the effect of Jupiter, our solar system would be unbalanced and inhospitable.
I think he's fooling himself, and this book makes him look pathetic. And I'm not interested in his opinions anyway. Now, if you'll pardon me, I'm going to call some more aliens. Hello?
Back on the other side of the campus, I mentioned to Dr. Perryman that Dr. Delving discounted his theories and called him selfish and pathetic.
Really? Did she say anything else about me?
Well, that you're fooling yourself.
When she called me pathetic, was that kind of a, you know, poor baby kind of pathetic, or you idiot kind of pathetic? I mean, it can be taken two ways, and believe me, I've heard it just about...
And so our understanding of the universe inches forward, gingerly advanced by the willingness of dedicated professional scientists to question each other, and sometimes call each other names. Who is right? Will we ever know? And ultimately, does it matter? Perhaps these questions will be answered someday, through our own efforts, or by life forms wiser than our own. Out in the field, I'm Brick Walton.